do I ask, are you standing by?
Hey, what's going on, Rick? Can you hear me?
I'm making my weekly pilgrimage to Bubba's for breakfast. How you doing?
Oh, we're not too bad. I'm working on doing a, I worked on updating the website, the coverage maps and whatnot. And now I'm working on doing a hams over IP trunk so that way you can dial into the network.
Oh, nice. I like that. Lots of fun things.
Yeah.
I had to snowblow for an hour this morning to get my driveway clean. It was quite the snow last night. Sounds like you got some fun projects going on. You have to let me know when you guys are building another repeater or something like that, or doing some maintenance. Like to see some more of those radio jacks out in the wilderness.
Yeah, I'll let you know. My next project after this is setting up the voted receivers for 2.6 for this machine, and that'll hopefully improve its received coverage in fringe areas. So, and we should be adding a machine over in Grayling. When that's happening, I'm not sure, but there's been mumblings about it. So. Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, that'll add some coverage. Yeah, I haven't plugged this into my home yet to see if I can pick this up on my house, but if I can or I can't, I'll be able to tell the difference because I'm in a fringe area. anyway, well, good luck in your projects. I'm getting close enough where I'm going to pay attention to where I'm going, so... 73, have a good day. Be safe. KI7, QMD Mobile.
All right, sounds good, Rick. Have a good one. And here's you, Mike.
Good morning, Mr. Actually, Mr. Drake, I want to talk to. ACATG on the link.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Yeah, can you describe the hams over IP a little bit? And the reason I ask it is I have a little bit of difficulty getting into all the 44 domain IPs. I don't know why my DNS system doesn't like them.
That's interesting. I wonder what domain server you're using. Usually I use 1.1 or Google, which is 8.8. And hams over IP is like what Hamshack Hotline was, but Hamshack Hotline shut down because they had a whole bunch of internal issues, I would say. So hams over IP is actually one of the guys from Hamshack Hotline actually left there and started his own deal called Hams over IP. And they don't have the self-provisioning yet, but putting the credentials and stuff into an IP phone is pretty easy. They just give you what you need to put in there and you throw it in and it works.
Okay, it might work for a phone app because that gets, well, mine get routed through whatever AT&T ISP does. That's different than my my home. So, I don't know. I get a translation errors when it jumps over on the 44 dot whatever domains over to the CM5 translation to I don't know if you've looked at it, the trace route.
I haven't, so that makes me want to do that. That's interesting. Oh, I have to give them my official FCC license. I gotta remember how to find that. I forget if I... Oh, I should have the PDF here somewhere. I just never named the file. I don't know. Oh, bunch of stuff. Hey, I found it. Oh, that's a reference copy. Never mind. I found it. Look at that. I just found it, and it's literally a whole bunch of random letters. I'm just going to rename that to official license so I know what that is next time I got to find it.
Yeah, you know, the reference copy, the one they mailed me years ago, overprints the reference copy when you try to scan it. And it's invalid for some people, so I had to go over to the ILS system. ACADG, hey, enjoy, 7-3s. I'm going to get out and shovel the 2 inches of snow just because I heard 4 inches tonight.
Yeah, it's just what I need. I got to go downstate tomorrow, and I'll be down there until probably Wednesday, I think. So... They're having me go down the night before, so hopefully the roads aren't too bad then. So, I guess we'll find out. All right, Jim, have a good one. And eat DMH.
KZYS monitoring.
KCHDSU.
And eat DMH mobile.
N8DMH, K8DYS, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
Oh, I was out cleaning some ashes out of the big stove outside, and then I cleaned the chimney on the one inside and shoveling a little bit. We're not getting a whole lot of snow here. A couple inches is all we're going to get here. Kyle was saying last night that you guys up there could be getting about 4 to 8 or something, or 8 to 12, I don't know. Did you guys get quite a bit overnight?
I'd say we got 3 or 4 inches last night. It's actively snowing right now. The roads are clear. I don't know what this Honda Pilot in front of me is going between 40 and 54 going down this hill. Just riding their brakes, letting off, speeding up, and then... getting right back on the brakes again, going down to 40. So, it's a modern vehicle. It has hill descent. Just let it do its thing. I don't know. But I'm out doing a couple errands real quick, grabbing some cash, and go to the car wash. I go to the car wash and use that as my way to get quarters, because unfortunately that's how I do laundry at the moment. But when I move, it'll be... I don't have to use quarters to do laundry, so that'll be nice. I'll have my own unit and stuff like that, but it is what it is right now. But it gives me a good excuse to keep my car washed and get all the salt off of it.
Yeah, that's the secret to success with vehicles around here. I know one of my neighbors, he's from downstate a little ways, but he's got an older Silverado diesel truck. It's like a 2001. And I was like, man, how is this thing not all rotted out? And he's like, I wash it like once a week. So I guess that's the secret, because I've got an 02 and it's rotted right out. Yeah, I just bought a washer and dryer, a new one. The old ones are still, in fact, they're still sitting out in the driveway because I haven't gotten off my rear and took them in, but they're pretty much shot, 15 years old, and it's about all the life they got. But yeah, we got brand new ones. They're cheaper around Black Friday time, so I was able to get, I think I got two of them for the price of one, so, but yeah, I was just curious what the weather was doing. We got a couple inches last night, but I just shoveled around where I was walking. But yeah, I was playing some pool on my phone there. Thought I haven't heard anybody really out here.
Right on. Oh, the parking lot here next to the PBA Credit Union ATM here on Holiday Road is unplowed, which means there is ability to have fun in it. How about that? So, but looks about like 3 or 4 inches in on the ground right here, so. Yep. Hold on a second. My arm is too short now. I'm in a car that's too low. I can't reach the thing. I need you, Major.
K-A-B-Y-S.
Okay. We're back at it here. And some spots it's pretty greasy, like driving on Crisco, but other spots it's pretty well plowed down.
Oh, they're shutting down a lane on 10. They're still currently wrecking out on the freeway. We're at a major junction here, 10-127, and that's where those turns are there to get onto 10 from 127, and the interchange there, they seem to smash up into the guardrails every year. Yesterday, there was a bunch, and Friday night, there was a bunch, so people just won't slow down. You just got to slow down a little bit around the curves, you know. But, yeah, I hooked up a UHF repeater for my little neighborhood here. I put it on a 10 megahertz split with two antennas. It seems to work pretty dang good. UHF does not work very good here. You don't get very much range here, but it seems to work for my neighborhood. I can go anywhere within a couple miles away. It's full quieting.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the secret for UHF is a whole lot of gain and a whole lot of height. The gain helps a bit more than the height does in some. It depends on the situation, but if you have enough antenna gain, UHF can cover about as well as VHF, but gain and receive capability is the game.
Yeah, the terrain here is a little bit like Leelanau County. It's not quite as big a hills, but the hills that we do have surrounding Harrison just block everything. They've had UHF repeaters up here years ago, and they work great on one side of the hill or the other, but if you went the west side of Harrison, if there's a repeater over there, like Mark's repeater is in Leota, once you get over Harrison, it just disappears. So, and mine covers all the way to Clare in a mobile. But you can, once you get into Harrison, over that hill, it's gone again. So, but yeah, there's not really many sites here to get on, and I don't have a tower climber in my back pocket yet. So, there are a couple towers. There's a really nice one north of me here that I would like to get something on in the future.
Yep, understood there. Yeah, I know what you're talking about with those hills. UHF in Leelanau County is pretty much useless. I tried them. When I was at my parents' place, there on the north-facing side of Tower Hill, and once you drop down into, like, Bingham, along Lake Leelanau Drive, regardless of how much gain I had there, you could hear it, but, man, it was way down in the mud. VHF works really good, though. I'm able to get VHF all the way up to, well, north of Lake Leelanau without issue, so. So I'm going to put a voted receiver there for my VHF machine at Munson. And I got to find another one that covers south and a little bit to the east.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I'm going to be back up in Traverse Monday, so yippee-skippee. I got
quite a bit to do. I got to go on Old Mission and Leela, and a bunch of stuff in Traverse. So it'll be fun. Slow going, probably, for sure. Yeah, there's not a lot of people down here that are active on the radio, so Mark and I are pretty much the only ones, I think, that are willing to do the stuff. We had to switch out the transmitter at the water tower. We're using a Meritrack for the transmitter and an old GM300 for the receiver. It works. It works pretty good. You can get into it from Alma and a good mobile and 4 Mile Road and Grayling, I start hearing it pretty good, so it's not doing too bad. It's only a 100-foot water tower, so that's what we got, but we were able to just move right in there, and we're going to be putting a UHF repeater over on 61, too, where the Eastern Michigan transmitter is. Whatever happened to them guys up there? I thought you guys, I don't know, I thought you were part of the Eastern Michigan deal, too.
Yeah, I dipped out of there because there was some weird politics going on, and I just didn't really want to be part of it. So it's just not really something I wanted to be involved in. So that's why I dipped out of there.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, we tried to get him to switch the Fusion repeater into AMS mode here at the 200 site. I've been trying to get coordinated on a frequency. Oh, and I was going to ask, what frequency would be used in Grayling? Because I've been trying to get the Harrison repeater is not coordinated. Apparently we can't get a coordinated frequency because of whatever reason. They're all taken, I guess, but there's a couple that aren't on the air. So I was just curious if you guys were able to get a frequency coordinated for that area.
That's all Cam's deal, so I don't know what the story is there, but I will say this, right now my arc is being real weird, because the guy, I don't necessarily align or agree with the guy that's president right now. Either way, originally, when I applied for a frequency up here, they said, oh yeah, there's no pairs available, and then I just did my own research and found whatever was open and said, this frequency is available and there isn't anything within 120 miles. So I don't know what you're talking about that there's nothing available. There definitely is. So if you do your own research, find something that's available, likely they'll do it. If it's a little bit too close, you can get a waiver signed with the repeater owner that's on that same frequency that's a little close, and odds are it'll probably work in your favor. That's the way I did mine.
All right. Yeah, I applied for a UHF frequency a year ago and just a couple weeks ago, a month ago. No response. I applied for a VHF frequency about a year ago as well. It was coordinated, but the repeater it might have went on the air. I think it used to be on this system. David Potter, I think it's a 8-4, 1-4-6-8-4. So somebody must already scoop that one up, I guess. I don't know. Or it's in the works. I don't know. But yeah, they played favorites. It's all right. It's not a big deal. I was just curious. I've tried and tried and I still don't even have a UHF frequency, and there's a plethora of those frequencies available. They just don't want to coordinate one for me. I guess it's not, and that's not a big deal either, because I don't foresee anybody putting anything up on around here anyway. So, but I was just curious. Sounds like you've run into the same deal.
Yep, and I don't really agree with the guy that runs the whole show. He kind of makes it a one-man show, and it really shows, definitely, because, well, nothing, not a whole lot's getting done, which is really sad because it doesn't have to be this difficult, it doesn't have to be this painful for somebody to get a frequency coordinated. Hell, I mean, there's other states that are doing it with a whole portal. That's all, the whole computer just figures it out for them, and I mean, if they have to, you know, co-coordinate with other states, that's when human intervention gets involved, but, like, you can totally make it portal-based, and anyway, it's a whole to-do, so.
Yeah, you gotta be pretty good on computers to set all that stuff up, which not a lot of people are, I don't think, but maybe they are. Yeah, no big deal. We don't run into any issues with the frequency that we're on right now anyway, but there's frequencies that are coordinated that haven't been on the air in 10 years, and they just keep updating them. And it just seems... Oh, somebody crossed the median. Somebody crossed the median and hit another vehicle head-on again. That's the second or third one I've heard this weekend at 127 McClair by the rest area.
Yeah, the simple solution for that problem is snow tires and don't drive like an idiot and slow down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really not that bad here. The wind's not even blowing, so... Oh, well, the fire department's out of it again. They were, a couple weeks ago when we got all that ice, they were out doing calls day and night. I'm sure they were just whooped. Their trees down and lines down and you name it. And now we're getting a little bit of snow and everybody's in the ditch. Friday, there was a lot of people coming up north for whatever reason. There must be some... activities up north or something going on, maybe in the UP, but there was a lot of traffic coming north Friday night.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of MLK Day or something. So, who knows? But, all right, Ryan, I'm just pulling into the car wash here, so I'll lose the signal. I can't hear anything in here, so we'll catch you later. All right, DMH.
All right, you be careful out there. We'll catch you later. And hey, DMH, KDYS. Stand by.
Hey, DMH.
DYS portable. Sorry, station calling. You're all noise. You're all noise. Okay, DYS.
WFAP 13 East Coast, modeling.
You're a little
the end of the system, but you're making it. Any PWM?
Awesome. Any PWM, I guess this is Hickey's here. I thought that means Dave Eastberg or Nor. I guess that would be better.
Ooh, that was a little rough copying that, but yeah, your audio is kind of choppy almost. I can't really explain. Almost like you're overdriving.
Okay, I'll hold the microphone back. I'm not used to the microphone. How's that sounding better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay, QSL, thanks. And I just got to get a little bit easier using the microphone. So I'm usually a CW, but that's okay.
Oh, no, that sounded really good. Yeah, sometimes it does take a little getting used to. Anyway, just pulling in. We'll say 7-3 at working fine for you. You're making the system. NAPWM.
I appreciate it. WTWM. I'll get the call sign when they say it. So this is Whiskey, Sierra Papa. Thanks.
Hey, DMH test.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Link.
Hey, Mr. Jim, 8DMH.
Good evening, sir. Yeah, I thought you were saying you were headed down south, but maybe tomorrow you get a day off. Who knows? Hey, it's news for you. Have you seen the price drop for Starlink residential service down to $50 a month?
Actually, I have not seen that yet, so that's promising.
Yeah, now, of course, they're saying that you get a speed drop with it down to 100 meg per second. But, you know, I calculated, you know, my Ethernet network in my house is not rated for even that.
You don't even have 100 meg? That's... You got 10 base T going on?
Correct. That's the old, Cat 4 cables or whatever.
Okay.
I just thought it was interesting. Pass it on to Glenn if he's still keeping that Starlink option available. You don't have to go to the roving thing. It's just your basic, reduced speed plan. ACATG, hell listening.
And I think for the use case that he's doing, he's got to have the roaming. But, I'll let him know. I'm sure he probably already knows about it, though. I'm playing with my new toy. I got a ICOM 7100. It recently had a ham become a silent key, and I was given all of his radio equipment, or at least all the stuff that I wanted, and this was in the lot. In the box, brand new, never opened, so. It is now the new base radio.
Very good. Yeah, the first station I talked to was over in Kalkaska that had just a month or so ago. Anyhow, right, hey, 7-3, sounds good. Just say GG.
Have a good one, Mr. Jim, and 8DMH. DMH. Yeah, all I got was key up there.